Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. An Uber driver was stabbed in the face and had his car stolen by a passenger yesterday afternoon in St. Anne near St. Louis. Police say the driver was dropping off two men and a woman. The woman and a man got out of the car while the other man, a 17-year-old, stayed in the car and attacked the driver with a box knife and drove off with the car. The two people who were in the car with the teenager called 911 and are cooperating with police. The stabbed driver was taken from the scene of the car theft in an ambulance. Missouri lawmakers are considering whether to impose work requirements on recipients in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. Last week, Democrats in the Senate offered an amendment that would protect kids under 18 from losing the benefits. Republican David Sater of Cassville, who's sponsoring the bill, claims he's working with Democrats to fine-tune the measure and said he remained committed to its passage.
It's going to take some legwork, but I'm a strong proponent, and we only have a 30% of people receiving SNAP that are work eligible, that are working. Only 30%. There's plenty of jobs now.
Thus far, lawmakers seem unaware that the state would have to provide an education and training program for anybody required to work for food stamps. Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says banning pharmaceutical companies from deducting drug advertisements on their taxes would have a very positive impact on the nation's opioid crisis.
Right now, all these pharmaceutical companies, they're spending more on sales and marketing than they are on research. And we all know how often we see ads for prescription drugs on television.
McCaskill, a Democrat, is investigating ways that addictive prescription drugs are being marketed by companies. The Kansas City Police Department's investigating a fatal crash involving a pedestrian last evening. A man was rushed to an area hospital where he later died. Police are investigating the incident as a hit and run. Marys County deputies in South Central Missouri stopped a vehicle early Saturday that resulted in a man being arrested for taking two individuals against their will. 47-year-old Michael Munson was transporting a female passenger and her juvenile daughter from their home in Springfield when he was pulled over. It was also determined the passenger had been assaulted. Munson, who was a convicted felon, is being held in the Marys County Jail pending warrants. A southeastern Missouri youth pastor is facing charges for rape and child molestation. The St. Francis County Sheriff's Department claimed 33-year-old Brian Cassidy sexually assaulted a minor. He's a youth pastor at East Bon Terre Baptist Church, which is where deputies say he knew his alleged victim. University of Missouri alum Mort Walker, best known for creating the comic strip Beetle Bailey, passed away at his home in Connecticut Saturday at the age of 94. Walker's son attributed his father's death to old age. Walker graduated from the University of Missouri in 1948. His education at Mizzou was interrupted after being drafted into the Army. This is Missouri Net News.